This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I love sharing with you guys things I find amazing about the Quran. And today, something beautiful about our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tells him in Surah Ash-Shura, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Consult them in decision making. Consult them in decision making. Actually, this is in Surah Ali Imran. When Allah says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, He says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It's by the incredible mercy and loving care of Allah that you, meaning the Prophet, happen to be lenient towards them, meaning the companions. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. Had you been tough and hard-hearted, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They would have dispersed away from you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Then pardon them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And ask Allah to forgive them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And consult them in decision making. Okay. In this ayah, this by the way happened after Uhud. Uhud was a time where 70 great companions were killed. And including among them is the beloved uncle of the Prophet Hamza, whose body was mutilated. And this terrible catastrophe happened as a result of some of the Muslims leaving their post, leaving their sniper archer post. That strategic decision, and the Prophet said, don't leave it. And long story short, he said, don't leave it. And they still left it. They misinterpreted his instruction and they left it. So they messed up in a sense. So obviously he's upset. And the ayah comes down. It is by the special loving care of Allah that you're lenient towards them. Had you been tough, hard-hearted, they would have dispersed away from you. So pardon them. Even if he pardons them, they messed up. The guilt of costing 70 lives is not a small thing. The guilt of costing the Prophet his beloved uncle is not a small amount of guilt. So even if he says he forgives you, you're not going to feel like you're forgiven. You're not going to feel like, we're back to normal now. It's all good. You know, we are like we always were. The scar is going to be there. So Allah says, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, and ask Allah to forgive them. Demonstrate to them that you are praying for them too. They'll give them some relief. But then even then they'll feel like, okay, so he ceremonially prayed for us. And of course he's the Prophet. He will pray for us. He's so merciful. But I still feel so much guilt. I don't think my relationship with him will ever be the same after messing up this badly. So Allah adds, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Consult them in decision making. When someone feels like it's not the same anymore, obviously they're not going to, the Prophet's not going to find an excuse to talk to this person. If they come and talk, he'll be cordial with them. But he's not going to go out of his way to continue communication because there is a scar. And Allah says, don't let that scar be there. Go and seek their consultation when you make the next decision. Why would you seek the consultation of someone who just messed up? Like, think about that. And yet, this is the leadership of our Prophet being taught by Allah. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you as a leader, the most important thing to you is not the obedience of your following. The most important thing is the love of your following. They must love you. And they must know that you love them. And if there's anything that can put a dent in that, you must remove it. So when you go to the one who messed up, and for the next big decision, come call them over and say, hey, what do you think? I need your opinion. The shock that they will get. Wait, you want my opinion? Okay. They will have more love and respect and conviction that there is no scar left. They won't think in their heart there's any scar left now. You have cleansed their heart of that assumption just by taking their consultation. It's so beautiful. It's so incredible. And it's not an easy thing to do. But what a profound lesson in leadership. One more thing here. The Prophet ﷺ doesn't need consultation. He gets consultation from Allah, delivered directly by the angel Jibreel. So technically, he can make whatever decision he wants. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak out of whim. It's revelation that's been revealed to him. That's how he speaks. Additionally, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ. If he started following you in most decision makings, all of you would be harmed. Follow him instead of having him follow you. But yet in this ayah, Allah says, take their decision, take their consultation. No one is more senior to the Prophet ﷺ in understanding the religion. No one is wiser in the company of the Prophet ﷺ. No one's more knowledgeable. No one's more aware. And yet Allah says, seek consultation. And you know what? I'll share one quick story with you. one of the most difficult times in the life of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, is when his wife was accused of wrongdoing, Aisha. The entire Ummah was taken by storm. People were talking left and right, accusing Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. A rumor had spread about her. And that she had, you know, been, you know, she had committed infidelity. And when this scandal got so overwhelming for the Prophet, alayhi salatu, and she actually didn't realize, she happened to have gotten sick. She had gotten sick. And she had no idea this was happening outside. No clue. And she was sick for almost a month. And the Prophet would come over, and usually he'd come over and he'd tend to her and care for her, but he was so much in pain about all the things that were being said. They would come and just talk to her briefly, and then just say, Kayfatikum, how is this one of yours? He'd say, ask the servant, she's doing okay, and he would leave. And she noticed he's being a little bit distant. Something's bothering him. He's not the way he always was, right? And then she eventually found out what happened, and she was just in complete disaster. She cried like days in a row. She cried days and days in a row. She almost like on the to the verge of death. And then, it's incredible, the Prophet ﷺ needs counsel. He needs to hear somebody's advice. So he calls some of the youngest people in his company. He sought the opinion of Usama radiallahu anhu. He sought the opinion of Ali radiallahu anhu. What do you think about what I should do in terms of my marriage? Do you know how young Ali is to the Prophet ﷺ? How young Usama is? Like, they're kids compared to the Prophet ﷺ. When the Prophet announced his prophecy, him being a prophet, Ali was like 8 or 9 years old. He was a kid. And now this kid is being sought for his advice in one of the toughest times of the Prophet's life, ﷺ. What am I trying to get across? When our Prophet himself is being told, seek their consultation, then sometimes you should not underestimate the value of an outside opinion, no matter how much less qualified than you think they are. If the Prophet himself is not beyond it, you and I aren't. We can use the advice. We shouldn't underestimate where the advice comes from. We should not underestimate where it comes from. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us people that are humble to advice and are able to embody this beautiful, beautiful legacy of our great messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is recorded so incredibly in the Quran. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.